There's no doubt in recent years the Western influence, in particular at last year's FLW championship won by Luke Clausen, and exactly, you know, that influence has really taken the world by storm. With me today is Clifford Perch, and Cliff, you're one of these guys that have also come from the West and doing very, very well.
Yeah, this is my second year out here on the tour, and it took some adjusting. I didn't jump right in and do well right away, but fortunately had a good time, especially this season and kind of the second half of last year's season, and starting to get the hang of things, and I've been real fortunate to do well.
Well, ninth place finish in the Angler of the Year race there on the FLW side, and no question about it, a lot of good anglers there, and you really have to fight the young guys on the FLW side. There's a bunch of them in the 200-man field. That really makes a difference, doesn't it? A lot of young guys out there fishing hard.
Yeah, there's just more and more opportunities, and like you said, with the 200-man field, there's a lot of people that get in, and creates a lot of opportunity for guys all over, from the BFL, the Stren Series, and just lots of avenues to get in, and the sport's growing so much that boy, they're coming from everywhere, and there's so much information out there now that guys get good, I think, at a little earlier age than what they used to.
Well, you know, you've got this Western influence. Of course, you're from Arizona, and one of the questions that come to mind right away is that aided you? I mean, your ninth place finish has to say that it did. But in reality, is that something when you first came out of the chute there fishing in 2003 in the Stren Series and some of that kind of stuff, now to the tour, has it helped you?
Well, yeah, I think it helps. Anywhere you come from, you can take, you know, a lot of the lessons you learned early on, and they'll come back and help you out in other situations. But, you know, the West is kind of known as a finesse deal. I always did better by power fishing in the West, but I learned the finesse tricks. And one thing I've done is you can add that. You can always add those little finesse tricks to make your power fishing work better. A lot of times you just fish better when you're able to free yourself up with a limit. Sometimes a quick two fish drop shotting or just a little light tackle stuff really frees you up to do some of that power fishing. So that's really what I enjoy doing. But I always look for an advantage, some way to get ahead. If everybody's power fishing out here, you know, I might tend to swing a little bit more towards the finesse gear, but in the West, finesse is a little bit more typical, and I tend to do the opposite. So I guess you just got to look for those little niches and try to make the best out of them.
Well, I mentioned earlier Luke Clausen won last year. In reality, what I meant was is that in Logan Martin, the last time he won, you know, of course, George Cochran won last year, but when you look at what happened and the Western techniques that he brought to the table, I think he surprised some people with some of the techniques that you guys use out West all the time.
Yeah, Luke took a spinning rod and won where probably that's not a real historic pattern here. I think he was using like 6 and 8 pound test and a little worm, and he weighed 14 pounds, 14 and change every day of the event. And, you know, that's really tough to do. No matter what you're doing, that's just impressive. And, you know, these lakes, they can put out their great big bags, but when you get down to day three and day four, things get a little tighter, and he really put a hurt on him last time.
Well, as an FLW angler, of course, you know, everybody knows that, you know, that trail's owned by Irwin Jacobs, who does a great job of promoting the sport and getting a lot of people involved. From a sponsorship standpoint, you look at now, you know, you're able to get your name out there finishing ninth, and what would the championship do from a sponsorship standpoint for you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll tell you after the event, but it definitely helps. I mean, getting some visibility and just having good finishes in general just gains you a lot of opportunities, whether it's tackle or, you know, Yamaha has really stepped up to help me out, and Skeeter. It just helps to compete at the top level and to have some success here. I don't know how else you can do it, really. It's a pretty tough business, but I've been real fortunate.
Well, you think about $500,000, that changes your smile on your face, no doubt about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a big chunk of change. I don't even know what you'd do, you know. I'd like to have the opportunity to figure it out.
No question about it. Well, you know, as you mentioned, Skeeter, one of the things about them is, you know, a lot of people think they're a Texas company, you know, got a pretty good national reputation. And in reality, in Arizona and some of the places where you're from, there's a lot of skeeter boats out there.
Yeah, it's a big boat line in Arizona, California, Washington, Oregon. They've got a pretty good Western bunch of guys, and obviously it's been big out here for a while. On the FLW Tour, you're going to see a whole lot more Rangers, and so it's a little bit of an oddity there, but great boat. I've had a great season with it. Had a real good time.
Well, as you look at this championship now, of course, it's the NCAA pairing style championship, and you're matched up against another Western guy, and I think you're the only two guys from the West that are matched up, is Brent Erler, and also a finesse guy. Likes to go out there and maybe take that light line and do well with it. So how are you guys going to match up?
Boy, I don't know. He's so dangerous, no matter what he's doing. He's a great fisherman, and he hasn't had a real great Eastern event yet, other than I think he won the Everett Start Championship a couple years ago. But in general, Brent finishes in the top 10 just more often than not, and he's just extremely dangerous. I don't know how we're going to match up. We both like to do a lot of the same stuff. I hate to go against him. He's a good friend of mine, but I guess that's the way it's set up.
Well, you look at you guys, you know, both good friends, and then you've got George Cochran and Larry Nixon on top of that. The matchups are going to be interesting this year at the FLW Championship, no question.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to fish a tournament. You know, it adds some new strategy involved, and it just adds new things to the tournament that you don't normally really put in your game plan, or really just, it's a new format that takes a little different strategy to do well in.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, and a lot of guys complain about it from when they have a great day and somebody else has a better one, and, you know, they finish better maybe than the rest of the field. But in reality, you're thinking about, hey, one or two guys, maybe up to, you know, a group of guys to win $500,000. So it really is very unique.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm competing against, I think I added up about 13 guys or something like that, because I go against Brent, and then the next cut, if I was to make it, I think it's either Brent Chapman or Randy Colson, and one of those guys, and then all you've got is 11 guys in the end, so it's pretty small world if things go right, but everything's got to go really well here. They're great fishermen, and a lot of these guys have a lot of experience here especially, so. It'll take a heck of a tournament to do well.
Can you tell me, as you set your goals for the year, you know, Angler of the Year, whether that or the championship win or whatever, but Cliff, you've got to have some goals you started at the beginning of the year. What were some of them, and did you meet them?
Well, we were kind of hoping for a couple of top tens and to make the championship, and I guess we did meet them. We had a top 10 at Lake Murray and Beaver Lake. And then we were obviously here at the championship. I had a couple events that I was kind of disappointed with because I just felt like I should have had a lot better tournament. I don't know if I just did things wrong or just had some screwy variables that changed on me. But overall, I've been real happy with this season. We pretty much met our goals and just had a great time.
Well, you're a very unassuming young man, and no question about it, know how to handle a rod and reel. And we appreciate you spending time out of a busy practice schedule to talk to us here at Bass Fan Radio.
You bet. I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to be in the position to be able to talk to you that way.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.